Welcome back. It's Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly on a Friday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. Maybe you have a few hours left at work. Maybe you are on your way home. Maybe you're already home. Before we get back to topics, you know, I like to throw little bits and pieces of what's going on in my life out there when I'm filling in. The Beamer family will be on the move. And now, don't celebrate too quickly. We're not leaving Buffalo. I'll still be working here. But we are moving from an apartment to a townhome. So I'm very excited for a few reasons. Number one, I'm excited about having, and it's the things, if you would have told me 15 years ago that I would be happy for things like an attached garage, I would say, oh my gosh, please don't tell me I become that person. I am happy for the attached garage at our new place. It's going to have 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths. I am very excited about moving on because, you know, love my son, love him. But once he was born, my room to just throw junk into obviously became his room. So my junk room is now a garage that I have to walk across the parking lot. In the summer, that's fine. When it's 10 degrees, it's not as fun. So I am happy now to have an attached garage, to have that junk room back. We can make that third bedroom into an office, we can make it into a closet, right? So I'm excited about this move. The only thing, I hate moving, right? I love the idea of being there. Oh, by the way, one of the biggest, I can have a real grill again. I have missed having a propane grill the last 3 years. We've had an outdoor George Foreman grill. No offense to George Foreman, it's not the same as a propane grill. And propane's not the same as a charcoal grill, okay? But now I can have a real grill. We have a back patio. We'll have a little bit of land, a little bit of grass for our, you know, we can hook the dog up and we don't have to walk him every time he goes to the bathroom. Very excited for these things. I'm dreading the moving. It's so much to move. And then you put that, it's in the middle of January. I mean, again, I can't wait to get there. I can't wait to be all moved into this new place. But the moving part, oof, that's what I always dread. So excited to move. Hope we don't move again for a decade. I just hope... That's the last move for a very long time. But very excited for it, and I thought I would throw that out there. Excited that after the holiday time, we'll be packing our things up and moving to a bigger and better. So excited for that. Also, our backyard backs right into a pool, so I'm pretty happy about that as well. But maybe we'll do the moving show later, right? Someone says, best piece of advice, hire movers. Yeah, I think for furniture. And that's another thing. We just got a new couch. So, you know, we already had that moved into the apartment. Now we got to pay people to move that to our house. But it's all good. It's all good. And like I said, we'll enjoy the holidays and then we'll get to the move-in. And I'm sure you'll be hearing me ask for a lot of advice. Now, last hour, you got worked up, Joe Beamer. You got frustrated, Joe Beamer. Because I think I make it very clear. I am all for hearing other people's opinions, right? I think our political discourse is way too toxic. I think we should be able to talk about our difference of opinion without getting red in the face, without calling people names, right? I think I'm a very reasonable person. And I think I am very good at listening to all sides of an argument. But I don't get the argument from anyone who doesn't work in government. I don't get the argument for higher taxes. I've never gotten that. You know, you can vote for someone and still disagree with certain things they did. Okay? Believe me, I've been there. I just don't understand the people who will run to their keyboard to defend someone just because they voted for them. I'm sorry. I don't believe deep down anyone believes higher taxes is a good thing. Especially in this economy. So the Erie County gas tax, yeah, it upsets me. Now, is it going to be real painful compared to what we have now? No, because I say what we have now is already painful. I say $3.53 a gallon is already painful. And I think it's sad that the quote, and I'm using this word very loosely, the leaders in Erie County, the leaders in New York State, want to discourage travel, want to discourage car use. I think that's sad, right? I'm sorry. We're not going to stay locked up in our homes, right? Most of us like to go and see the state. Most of us like to go and see the country, right? I don't think there's anything better than a road trip. Maybe you go down to Erie for the weekend. You go to Cleveland. You go to Toronto. There's nothing more fun than that. But when you're paying $4 a gallon, when you're paying $3.53 a gallon, you've got to, kind of reconsider those trips. A lot of people do. And you know what? If you're in such a great tax bracket where that doesn't bother you, where $4 a gallon, you applaud it and you welcome it, well, congratulations. You're doing very well financially, and we're all very happy for you. So we have that in Erie County. We have the 11% gas tax, a gas hike. Oh, my gosh. Not gas, sorry, 11% property tax hike in Amherst. I will take calls on that, your opinion. And again, I would love to hear someone who disagrees with me. I think that would be a very, a great way to start the weekend, right? Let's get all opinions on the air. Let's not just get Joe Beamer's on the air. Let's get all opinions on the air. Then we're going to keep it in Amherst, at least for this next, the next 15 minutes. Station 12. Now this was built up as this was going to be the high-end shopping experience in Amherst, right? And it started before the pandemic, and it seemed like it was delayed. It was never going to happen. Then, really out of nowhere, remember this? It was sitting there for a year, unfinished, seemingly untouched. And then there was the announcement that they're going to go through and finish it. Now, I'm not saying that was wrong. I'm not saying that was right. In that time, though, so when this was announced, Pottery Barn and Williams-Sonoma, high-end shops, right? Williams-Sonoma, kind of surprised they made it longer than Bed Bath & Beyond, but that's a different story for a different day. Since those announcements, when this project was delayed and seemed to be scrapped, Williams-Sonoma and Pottery Barn said, hey, we're not going to move to Station 12 anymore. And right now, Pottery Barn, Williams-Sonoma, they have no stores in Buffalo. Their closest store is in Rochester, and they seem okay with that. So you now are building this plaza in Amherst with zero commitments. You're also right down the street from what is probably the busiest shopping center other than the Galleria and the Fashion Outlets. The Boulevard Plaza, right by the 290, that's filled up with the retail shops that are still, driving people to them. It's packed all the time. I was there yesterday. You've got a Costco going across the street. You got a Dick's Sporting Goods going right next to that Costco. That is where people want to be. I mean, TJ Maxx demolished and rebuilt onto that plaza so they could be there with all the other stores, right? And you're like, Joe, where's this going? My point is, if I am a store that thinks I need to be a place where people are, I'm not going to Station 12. I'm going to move into the old Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm going to move into the old Christmas tree shop. So my question is, where's the future of Station 12? This is a project that's not even completed yet, and there's no commitments. Like I said, is Station 12 dead before it even starts and before it's even finished? I think it is, and I don't mean to be negative. I hope I'm wrong, right? I want nothing but business and jobs and everything, especially in Amherst. I mean, I want that all over Western New York, but I live in Amherst. And after I move, I'll still be in Amherst, by the way, if anyone was wondering, okay? So I'm all for Amherst. I went to Amherst. This is not an anti-Amherst thing. But my question to you is, what is a store that you would go out of your way to visit? And it can't be a grocery store. The problem is, that store, whatever you name, I don't believe it's going to Station 12. You've got the Boulevard Mall, right? And Amherst is running JCPenney out. Macy's will probably be gone soon. I mean, are you going to Station 12 if it's just JCPenney? Are you going to Station 12 if it's just Macy's? And if I'm JCPenney and Macy's, am I going to go to Station 12? Or am I going to find an empty space in the busiest plaza in Amherst? I mean, again, if I'm a business person, I'm going to go where the people already are. I'm not going to expect them to go out of their way to my store. Now, Station 12 also at one time had, you know, when they were planning this, well, look, TJ Maxx and Home Goods will be right across the street. TJ Maxx and Home Goods are no longer there. So now you have an empty portions of a plaza across the street. And now next to Whole Foods, you have a completely empty plaza. And by the way, did you even know there's a store behind Whole Foods? I'm going to say most people didn't. So is this project that Amherst has spent money and time on, is it dead? 803-0930, star 930. I hope people have more positive outlook than I do. But I just, unless Pottery Barn and Williams-Sonoma all of a sudden goes, hey, guess what? We're coming back to Buffalo and we're going to that empty plaza. Unless that happens, I don't know what it will take to get Station 12 off the ground. I guess Amherst still thinks at this late time in the development, if you build it, they will come. That might have been true in the 90s. I don't think that's true in 2023 with retail. I really don't. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But the way I look at it now is when that's completed, we're going to just be driving by an empty plaza. And that's kind of sad. 803-0930, star 930. And by the way, the Boulevard Shopping Plaza by the 290, I would say that's the busiest, but that Eastgate Plaza on Transit, where Walmart and BJ's and Party City and Esporta are, that's a close second. That is a pain in the you-know-what to get out of. And I can't imagine what this plaza is going to be like once Costco's there. Oh, my gosh. James in Amherst. James, you want to talk about the Amherst tax hike?
Well, Joe, I'd like to talk about something that's relevant to every town in New York State and every school district, and that is that New York State is running a very severe deficit in its total revenue this year, and the state comptroller is warning that this is going to continue for the next foreseeable few years. A lot of it's due to out-migration, and the fact, as he put it, that higher-income households have been moving out of state in a disproportionate number as compared to the number moving in. And what happens is the state is very clever. The money that they would send to school districts and send to towns for special programs and the money that they would send to counties, when their budget is tight, they just start cutting back on that in an effort to try to keep the income tax rates the same. And therefore, that forces school districts and towns and the county to increase all of our taxes in order to try to make up for that shortfall of the funds that they normally would have received from the state.
Now, James, let me ask you this question. You know, people are leaving the state, so shouldn't the resources and everything adjust to the number of people who aren't here anymore?
Well, I think you touched on it a little bit earlier when you were talking about, for example, at your old college, the number of administrators on staff.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's happened. Joe, another thing, too, about our area in particular, if you really think about it and you look at some of the data, collectively, the largest employer have, you know, the largest entities issuing regular paychecks are all government related. You have to go really far down the list before you get to a private enterprise that employs a large number of people. I mean, think about the our government, the federal, state, and county governments come up, I think, 1, 2, 3, the University of Buffalo, yep. Buffalo State, and then take all of the, for example, all of the public school employees, local towns, and so on. Add those all up. It's at least half of the number of paychecks that come out in Western New York are all government dependent.
Yeah, that's the case. Hey, James, James in Amherst, 803-0930, *930 gets you on. I mean, that's the thing. If the deficit is expanding because of out-migration, because of the people leaving the state, then, I mean, you should adjust, right? Doesn't the Electoral College adjust when you lose population? Doesn't the number of members of Congress you have adjust when you lose population? Shouldn't the budget, shouldn't the amount of people employed by the state, shouldn't the number of positions needed in the state adjust when people leave? So, to me, that doesn't make any sense. That's people in Albany not wanting to lose their job. That's people in Albany, one of two things, not wanting to lose their job and not wanting to do their job. I'm sick of hearing, well, people are leaving the state. Well, whose fault is that? Whose fault is it that people are leaving the state? And don't say, oh, it's Mother Nature because it's cold. That's not why. That's not why people are leaving the state. All right, you might have a few that leave the state because it gets too cold, right? Maybe you get older and you'd rather just be warm. You don't want to deal with the snow anymore. A lot of people are leaving the state because it's getting ridiculously expensive to live here, to own property here. It's one-party rule throughout the state. And people want to go somewhere to a state where they can, A, pass the budget, and B, not fear their taxes going up every year. Now, I realize there was a tax decrease here in Erie County. I'm not making stuff up, okay? I'm not glossing over the other things. I'm just saying. This is why people are leaving the state. And Albany doesn't want to adjust to it. They want you to pay the difference. But I don't think I'm the reason people are leaving New York State. I don't think Tanner's the reason people are leaving New York State. Why should we have to pay more to live here? That's something for people in Albany to figure out. And maybe while you're adjusting the budget, maybe you figure out why people are leaving the state too. But I'm 35 years old, and for the last 15 years, I don't think one governor of New York has faced reality of why people are leaving the state. Might be something to try over the weekend. 803-0930, *930, back after this. Everybody, hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope you're having a great Friday. It's nice outside. It's warm. I saw some people were enjoying Ted's today because of the warm, sunny afternoon we were having. Might get into something like that later in the show. 803-0930, *930. We are talking about two things right now that we've got on the platter. We are talking about the gas tax break, which is going to be done in March. It was voted down by the legislature, so it will not be continuing. By the way, I do have to say it was not a complete party line vote. Gene Vinyl, a Democrat, did vote with Republicans to extend the tax gas break, but it still failed 6-5 in the legislature. So I just want to make sure that we get that. So it was not completely party lines. One Democrat did vote with Republicans in the legislature. So just want to make sure that I gave the full story. The Amherst property tax hike of 11%. Your thoughts on that? In Station 12, is it dead before it's completed? Those are the topics. We have two calls. We'll take them in order. Nicole in Amherst, you're first. You have some thoughts on Station 12.
Hey, happy Friday, Joe.
Happy Friday.
Thanks for taking my call. You hit a lot of hot topics here. I lived in Amherst 40 of my 45 years on this earth. After college, when I got married, I moved to Tonawanda for 5 years and decided to move back to Amherst when I had my daughter. So growing up, you know, my parents and grandparents always complained about the Amherst taxes, and it wasn't until I was a homeowner and saw how much I was paying in taxes. And what's crazy, you know, everyone says, oh, you know, I went to Amherst High School as well. And everyone's like, oh, we pay high taxes because we have such great schools. Well, during the pandemic, my husband, a lot of people at his job were losing their jobs. And I started looking at other places to live. And one of the offices that my company has is outside of Indianapolis. And their schools were actually rated higher than Williamsville. And I was, you know, very surprised because all your life you're, you know, you pay high taxes because you're in a great school district. And then to see that this town outside of Indianapolis actually was rated on Zillow and other sites of having a better school system than Williamsville really shocked me. And then I was talking over the summer to my husband's cousin that lives outside of Fort Wayne, and he was complaining that his property taxes went up from $1,000 to $1,200. And then I started to do the math in my head. Okay, I've lived in Amherst for 15 years. I've paid about $10,000 a year in taxes. So that's $150,000. Well, he's paid, you know, $15,000 for his property taxes, and he lives on an acre of land. And they have great schools. His one daughter's a teacher, and the other is a nurse. And then he has a son that's in high school. So it's not like, you know, they have an awful education or anything, and they actually have better restaurants and stores there because, you know, it's hard to have stores and restaurants in New York State. You know, they have a great quality of life, and, you know, you just start to think about, you know, ever since I was little, you know, I was told they pay high taxes in Amherst because they have great schools, and then, you know, as you grow older, you realize it's really not the case.
Yeah, there's great schools in other parts of the country, and they're paying a lot less.
Right. I mean, I could do a lot with $135,000. I don't know about you, but, you know, that money I could have saved on taxes all this year. And, you know, where does it go?
Yeah, that is a great question that you could probably talk to any comptroller in New York State, and they wouldn't have a straight answer for you.
Right. And, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You also had a Station 12 comment?
Yeah, so today, I haven't been to Boulevard Mall since 2018 or 2019, and actually went there today because my husband had some dress pants he had hemmed. So we went and walked around the mall, and I knew it was bad, but I've been recently to Easton Hills Mall, too, and, you know, it's really dead. But I was surprised to see some stores other than Macy's and JCPenney's still there, like the Loft. And when Kalpa was on Channel 4 the other day, he's like, I don't know who's going to move into Station 12. You know, I don't know who they're working on getting tenants there. You know, it's really close to being finished, and I don't know who's going to move in there. Well, you know, offer it up to JCPenney's. Kalpa, I know you mentioned you were against it, but Kalpa mentioned JCPenney's after saying Boulevard Mall was their flagship location, that, you know, JCPenney's actually told him that they want a smaller space. I wouldn't count over there by Whole Foods out, especially if they start building the apartments where the Boulevard Mall was. You know, as you get towards where they're going to build Costco, it's a zoo. We saw two car accidents driving to get to Home Depot from the Boulevard Mall today. It's just, it's crazy. But I think, you know, if you do move stuff down there and you do, you know, it's really not a dead zone that you might think it is.
Here's the problem I see is you need one of those stores to be the first one. Right. And JCPenney, we know, I mean, I'm not saying they're doing awful, but they're not doing great. One of those stores, a Macy's, a Penny's, a Loft, has to take the risk of being the first store in that plaza. And if I own a store and I'm told I have to leave the mall, I look at the two empty spaces on that Boulevard Plaza. And like you said, yeah, it's crazy there, but there's a lot more foot traffic. I'm looking to move into the old Bed Bath & Beyond before I look at Station 12. That's the problem I see for Station 12.
Right. But I mean, it would solve the problem and, you know, let them start moving on the Boulevard Mall project if they could get those tenants another spot.
It would be a great, Nicole, I agree with you 100%. If they gave them some kind of deal to move over to Station 12 and you start with Penny's and Macy's and Loft, I mean, you get those three stores, then maybe you got Williams-Sonoma saying, yeah, we're going to come back now, and Pottery Barn. I mean, but you need those stores to commit to attract the other stores, in my opinion. You need one store to be the, all right, we'll go first.
Okay, and that was your last point, and I just wanted to get to that. You said what store? There's a store called Aritzia. You probably aren't familiar with it, but it's a women's clothing store. There's one at the Outlet Mall in Niagara Falls, Canada. There's one in Detroit. It's a higher-end store, but, I mean, anytime you go into that store, it's mobbed. People love it. So I think if they could get a store like Aritzia, that there's, you know, the closest one is in Canada or Detroit, I think, you know, that would be a great tenant to get over there in Station 12.
That is a great suggestion, Nicole. If, like you said, the closest one, you have to go over the border. I think you get something like that. Then you've got the foot traffic. You got people wanting to check the store out. I think that would be a great idea for Station 12. You're right. I've never heard of it. But if it's that kind of a store where that's the closest one, let's go. I'm all for it. Nicole, I really appreciate the call.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Nicole in Amherst brings up a lot of great points. A lot of great points. And yeah, I do think if you get those two, I mean, really, it's the two stores in the Boulevard Mall, right? If you can get JCPenney's, who the state or the town was in a fight with, and Macy's, and, you know, we're forgetting Men's Warehouse also at the Boulevard Mall. If you can get Men's Warehouse, Loft, Macy's, JCPenney, and you can move them over to Station 12. Bath & Body Works would have been great, but they've already moved to the plaza. Then you're talking about something completely different, right? And then Nicole's right, and I am 100% wrong. If you can get those four stores to move down the street into that plaza, that would be a great kickoff. And like I said, I think then you get other stores to commit. You just need that first store to commit. And I don't think Whole Foods or At Home are going to be the store to kick off that plaza. You need a store to be physically in that plaza in the new development. I could be wrong, right? This is just my opinion, and believe me, I'm not a business person. That's just how I see it. 803-0930, star 930. Gina is in Amherst. Gina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Doing well, Gina.
That's good. So, I'm calling regarding the Amherst tax hike, the ridiculous tax hike that Brian Culpa is putting on the citizens and constituents of Amherst. It's mismanagement of money through and through. It's personal gain, and it is actually hurting more people than he realizes, I think. I was at the last meeting. I showed up late, and just to hear him say that he's getting sick to his stomach, well, then you're doing something wrong as a supervisor, because if you look at the surrounding towns, Cheektowaga, Tonawanda, and Clarence, the tax levy is actually less than the state average of 8%. And they did this behind the scenes. They did this with closed doors. And it's really disappointing that our government officials are more about themselves than the constituents. They're not listening to what these people are saying. I watched this woman talk to him on Monday night and say, I'm on a fixed income. I'm working two part-time jobs and I'm retired. I'm not going to be able to afford this. And he cut her off and pretty much just completely ignored what she had to say and just talked about himself. And it's disgusting. You know, when you're hiring a new deputy supervisor for the Amherst, like for the highway department, that's money that doesn't need to be spent. There's tons of money that is being poured into things. There's illegals living in a local hotel, which, okay, they got a different security company, but that's our taxpayer dollars going to pay for this. So it's mismanagement of money. He doesn't know what he's doing, and he really needs to reevaluate if this is the role he's supposed to be in. You know, government is not a small business. It's not a family-owned business. So you need to stop hiring friends and family and start getting back to what it is. And it's government by the people and for the people. And he's not that at all.
Gina, at that meeting, how many people spoke?
Well, I did show up late. So when I was there, I had heard that it was standing room only in the room early on. And there were quite a few people that had spoken before. They started talking about the Westwood part of things, and it kind of led into the tax hike. And then when I got there, there was maybe about 40 people left, and there were a couple more presentations, and then there were about five or six people that spoke at that time. I left right after I spoke, so there were still more people lining up to speak.
Wow. Wow. And I'm guessing no one speaking in favor of the hike.
There was nobody speaking in favor. There were some people that were being a little bit more relaxed about things and asking questions of him. There were a couple that were begging and pleading. And then, you know, there were some that were a little bit more stern and to the point, because this is above the New York State average. I mean, you're living in Amherst, New York. You're not living in New York City with all the bells and whistles. I mean, it's ridiculous. And I heard you on the radio saying about people leaving the state, but even with people leaving the state and leaving this area, when you have surrounding towns that are able to maintain underneath, you know, you're not doing what you should be doing. And it's questioning, like, where else is that money going? You know, he said about how he's a one income home. Well, yeah, but you're making three digits figure, and you hired somebody who's related to a local assembly person who's also making three digits. So where exactly are you, where are you hurting compared to the family of six people that, you know, mom and dad work, but it's hard to make ends meet, especially with everything going on federally as well. So it's just, go on, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's another example of today's politicians not living in the same reality as most of their constituents.
Yeah, and they don't care. They've lost sight of what government actually is. And like I said, he's running, it's almost as if he's trying to run a family-owned business. If you go through and look at who he's hired since he's been in office, it's all close friends. And this is a rumor I heard from someone from Highway, so I can't verify this, but I believe that Highway people would know that the new deputy person that he's hiring for the Highway is actually someone that supported Floss, who got in as Highway superintendent. So you're hiring a friend of someone who helped get in place who you wanted to be in the position of the Highway superintendent. So it's backdoor dirty politics and not what it should be.
Hey, Gina, appreciate the call. And you know, I mean, that's local politics, right? And that's not just in Amherst. I mean, that's local politics. It's probably national politics, right? Friends and family. And that's who's getting the jobs. I mean, you can look anywhere. You can look here in Western New York and find a lot of examples of that. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I think, you know, obviously the outrage is, you know, you're raising taxes in a time where people are struggling. Like, that is the reality. And this is not a left versus right. I mean, Brian Culpa is a Democrat. He was also ran on the conservative line. So this is not a left versus right thing. This is not a Republican versus Democrat thing. I mean, this is people kind of being blindsided by 11% tax hike in Amherst. And of course, it happened after the election. I mean, that's what people are sick of. People are sick of stuff like this. And it happened after the election when you had town board members up. You had those elections up, but they waited. You know, just like Erie County. Erie County waited. Oh, no, we don't know anything about the tax break being ended. No. A few days after Election Day. Well, guess what? We're going to have to cut the tax break. It's going to be off in March. You're paying full taxes again on gas. Yes, I know. I know I campaigned on the surplus. Yes, I know I said Erie County's economy is great, but we really need that tax money. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And as the last few callers have said, you've got people leaving the state. And what does the comptroller in Albany say? Well, we're going to have to find a way to make up that money. Or you don't spend as much money because you don't have as much people. I mean, does that not make sense? Again, I'm not the best with my finances, right? I would never advise anyone to come to me for financial advice. But it seems like common sense. hey, people are leaving. All that money's leaving the state. What should we do? Let's charge the people who stayed. Let's charge the idiots who stayed more money to be here. It doesn't seem like the right thing. That doesn't seem like the smart thing to do. The smart thing to do would be, oh my, so many people are leaving. Maybe we should change something. Or at least adjust for the people who have left. But time and time again, we have seen that that just doesn't happen. Doesn't matter who's governor, right? Doesn't matter who's in the Senate, who's in the Assembly. New York State's going to just completely ignore that people are leaving the state. They're going to and when they do address it, they'll just say it's because of the cold weather, which is ridiculous. Again, it's people who are in charge of government aren't living in reality. And you see that at the local level, at the state level, and at the national level, and you see that on both sides of the political aisle. It is not a one-party thing. The people who are making the decisions, the people who they get in office and they think they are just better than anyone else, they have this attitude, like, you're not important, right? They're the be-all and end-all. Seems to do it to a lot of people who enter politics. Back after this.